Washington at Valley Forge. Martha hollered, look out, George. Oh, yeah, that sure is right. Honey, kiss me, we'll make history tonight. Oh, let's make history. Kiss, kiss, kiss me. Oh, squeeze, squeeze, squeeze me. Tease, tease, tease me. Honey, hold me tight. History's made at night. The greatest man you find, a woman who helped make up his mind. Oh yeah, that sure is right. Honey, kiss me, we'll make history tonight. Oh, let's make history. Kiss, kiss, kiss me. Oh, squeeze, squeeze, squeeze me. Tease, tease, tease me. Honey, hold me tight. History's made at night. Edison was mighty bright, but Mrs. E turned out his light. Oh yeah, that sure is right. Honey, love me, we'll make history tonight.
Ooh-wee. someone to call your own, but the people just wouldn't leave you alone. Welcome to the club. Oh, oh, it's a crowded place to stay, but we'll have a special table just to cry our blues away. If you never, never win, just seem to always lose, and you just can't seem to smile for crying the blues. Welcome to the club. Oh, come in and be with me. You don't have to be a member. A broken heart's the only fee.
The boogie woogie blues. Oh Lord, no one knows I've got the boogie woogie blues. Well, when I went boogieing, I boogied on the floor. When I got through, I wanted to boogie some more. I've got the boogie woogie blues. I've got the boogie woogie blues. Oh Lord, no one knows I've got the boogie woogie blues. Everybody's trying to do the boogie woogie now.
Thank you. right. We featured two artists in that set, Charlene Arthur and Bunny Paul. So let's talk about Charlene Arthur a little bit. So we just heard three tracks from her. He Fiddled While I Burned, which I think is a great title for an album. I've got The Boogie Blues and Welcome to the Club. And as I mentioned, that is the name of the documentary that I watched about women in rockabilly. And Charlene Arthur sort of is the first story they tell in that documentary. I really recommend it. It's less than an hour long, and I think you'll really like it. So that is Charlene Arthur. I wanted to read you just a very quick little blurb from Wikipedia about her, just to put her into some context. Charlene Arthur was born September 2nd, 1929, and she passed in 1987. So she was an American singer of boogie-woogie blues and early rockabilly. In 1950, Arthur began work as a singer and a disc jockey at the Texas radio station KERB. She left 3 years later after the impresario Colonel Tom Parker, you may recognize his name from Elvis fame, discovered her, signing her with RCA Records. She was a regular performer on the Big D Jamboree radio program throughout the 1950s and 1960s. She also performed and toured with Elvis Presley and others, but in 1956, RCA dropped her from the label and her career declined. Described as a flash in the pan and a woman before her time, Arthur was inducted into the Rockabilly Hall of Fame and has, since the 1980s, found favor with critics who praise her vocal style, her stage presence, and her influence on artists such as Elvis Presley and Patsy Cline. So that is Charlene Arthur, definitely a foremother of women in rockabilly. And before that, we heard three tracks from Bunny Paul. I cannot find a Wikipedia entry on her, but the songs that we heard were What You Gonna Do, History, and Babysitter's Blues. I feel like she had a sort of, for the time at least, a little bit of a risque attitude, and she kind of pushed the norms a little bit, which is you know, always interesting to see how things progressed in that way. So I want to find out more about Bunny Paul. But if you liked what you heard, her music is out there. It's just finding information about her. It's not even really in the book that I'm using as my source material here, the book called Finding Her Voice, Women in Country Music, 1800 to 2000. All right, we're gonna go right back to the beginning now. So I'm basically going to explore the artists who are talked about in this rockabilly chapter of this book. I feel like I'm leading a history class or something, which history was never my strong suit. But I feel like we can get to the roots of women in rockabilly by listening to these next few artists and exploring them a little bit. And so we're going to start with Rose Maddox, who, along with her brothers, were very popular back in the day. I think, I want to say the 50s. I'll get more on that for you in a bit. But let's listen to some music from Rose Maddox. And also, we're going to move on to some other acts like Ella Mae Morse, the Miller Sisters, and the Davis Sisters. All right, here, as we explore rockabilly today on Something About the Women.
I don't want your lonely mansion with a tear in every room. All I want the love you promised beneath the halo moon. You think I should be happy with your money and your name and hide myself in sorrow while you play your cheating game? Silver threads and golden needles cannot mend this heart of mine, and I dare not drown my sorrow in the warm glow of your wine. But you think I should be happy with your game.
and I dare not drown my sorrow in the warm glow of your wine. You can't buy my love with money, for I never was that kind. Silver threads and golden needles cannot mend this heart of mine. Silver threads and golden needles cannot mend this heart of mine.
My mama said if I'd be good, she'd send me to the store. Said she'd bake some gingerbread if I would sweep the floor. She said if I would make the bed and watch the telephone, that she would send me out to get a chocolate ice cream cone. And so I did the thing she said, and then she made some gingerbread. Then I went out, just me alone, and got my chocolate ice cream cone. Tell you that I dropped my chocolate ice cream cone. A little puppy came along and took a great big lick, and then I hit that mean old dog with just a little stick. Then he bit me where I sat down, and he chased me all over town. And now I'm lost, I can't find my home, and all because of that chocolate ice cream cone.
Hey, little rainbow,
I wanna love you till the end of time.
city, he learned in the city. Come a tie, come a tie, yip, tie, get along. Get hip, little doggies, get along. Better be on your way, get along. Get hip, little doggies, and he trucked them on down the old fairway, singing his cow cow boogie in the strangest way. Come a tie, come a tie, yip, tie, singing his cowboy song. He's just too much. He's got a knocked out western accent. With a wild upset, he was raised on local weed. He's what you call a swing half breed, singing his cow cow boogie in the strangest way. Come a tie, come a tie, yip, tie.
Rock, 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 rock
The rockabye boogie is the latest way to rock your baby to sleep. The rockabye boogie is guaranteed to put your baby to sleep. But I won't do a thing unless you sing the rockabye boogie with a beat. Rockabye boogie, rockabye boogie, rockabye, 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 rockabye boogie, rockabye. Rockabye baby, oh rockabye baby, sleeping in a big treetop. When the wind begins to blow and baby's gonna rock and rock. When the limb breaks, the cradle will fall and baby's gonna blow his top. Rockabye boogie, rockabye boogie, rockabye, 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 rockabye boogie, rockabye. Big broken shoe. She had so doggone many kids, she didn't know what to do. Well, come on, baby, go to sleep and shut those eyes of blue. Rockabye boogie, rockabye boogie, rockabye, rockabye boogie, rockabye boogie, rockabye, rockabye boogie, rockabye boogie, rockabye, rockabye boogie, rockabye boogie, rockabye boogie, rockabye boogie, rockabye, rockabye boogie, rockabye boogie, rockabye, rockabye boogie, rockabye.
Okay, now we're really getting into the history of women in rockabilly with that set. I'm going to go in from the beginning to the end. I normally go from the end to the beginning, but the first three songs we heard in that set were by Rose Maddox. And the Maddox brothers and Rose were sort of a family band. They sort of appealed to teens in the 50s, early 50s. And Rose Maddox, she had some solo hits as well. So we heard three of them. We heard Silver Threads and Golden Needles, Chocolate Ice Cream Cone, and Hey Little Dreamboat. I'm just going to read you a little bit about the Maddox brothers and Rose. This is actually a quote from Rose herself. She said, "When I was doing what they're calling rockabilly now, I thought it was hillbilly music. I had got my songs and stuff in rhythm and blues, you know, from the colored people's records, but I turned them around and did them my way. In order to work with the big big dance halls, you had to get a certain beat to your music, and we just automatically did it. We didn't have no better sense than to do it," added Rose with a loud burst of laughter. So Rose Maddox sounds like, I would have wanted to be friends with her. She sounds like a really rockin' chick. So then from Rose Maddox, we go to Ella Mae Morse. She was also recognized as a sort of a precursor to rockabilly because of some of her songs, including the one that we heard, which was Cow Cow Boogie. And then before Ella Mae Morse, we heard, or after Ella Mae Morse, we heard the Miller Sisters doing 10 Cats Down. Now, earlier I played you Kim Lenz and I said, oh, she played 10 Cats Down. I know that was done before. So it was the Miller Sisters who popularized that song, 10 Cats Down. And then the Davis Sisters were another popular duo who were sort of in competition with the Miller Sisters. And we heard the Davis Sisters doing Rockabye Boogie. So a lot of this rockabilly was coming out of Sun Studios from Sam Phillips. And, you know, he thought that women rockabilly artists could make him some money. So from there, he came across a singer named Barbara Pittman, who is described in this book as husky-voiced and generously endowed. And they also describe her music as stormy, up-tempo numbers and sultry ballads. So we're going to hear something from her right now. Again, this is from the 50s, and this is an artist named Barbara Pittman, here on Something About the Women.
I need a man. try again, and the world marks you as a woman of sin. Welcome to the club. Come in and be with me. You don't have to be a member. A broken heart's the only thing. If you've tried to do the best you can, still the label you has a run of a man. Well, join the one who really knows what it means to be a petal of a withering rose. Someone to call your own, and people just won't leave you alone. Welcome to the club. It's a crowded place to stay. I reserve a special table, and the crowd blows away. If you never win, seem to always lose, and you just can't smile for crying the blues. Welcome to the club. Come in to be with me. You don't have to be a member. A broken heart's the only thing.
Daddy-o.
Daddy-o.
Sure good looking daddy-o.
Daddy-o.
Always cooking daddy-o.
Daddy-o.
Ready to go. All the girls are batty over daddy-o. You couldn't call him handsome, but he's loaded with style. Always wears a t-shirt and a great big smile. There's something about this crazy kid we all love so. When he's around, the girls will holler, daddy-o, daddy-o.
Daddy-o.
Sure good-looking daddy-o.
Daddy-o.
Always cooking daddy-o.
Daddy-o.
Ready to go. All the girls are batty over daddy-o. Goes to bed. He's really Mr. Big to all the kids in school. Everybody know that Daddy-O's real cool. Daddy-O.
Daddy-O.
Sure good looking Daddy-O.
Daddy-O.
Always cooking Daddy-O.
Daddy-O.
Ready to go. All the girls are batty over Daddy-O. Jiving when they hear him blow. They all jump and holler, here comes Daddy-O, Daddy-O.
Daddy-O.
Sure good looking Daddy-O.
Daddy-O.
Always cooking Daddy-O.
Daddy-O.
Ready to go. All the girls are batty over Daddy-O. All the girls are batty over Daddy-O.
Daddy-O, 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 Daddy-O.
Well, I met a little boy walking down the street. He was the cutest little thing that I ever did see. He said, oh, hi there, honey, I sure like you. I said, I like you too. Now, wait a minute. Woo! Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute, baby. I think I'm gonna fall in love. Well, he took me to a party last Saturday. Love is real. He said all I ever wanted was a girl.
They say singing can help you remember things, so here's some tips for parents out there during these tough times.
Number one!
Make sure your kids wash their hands for 20 seconds after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside.
Two!
Virtual playdates, social and physical distancing can help save lives.
Three.
Tell them they're safe and show your love and pride. Yes, we'll get through this together.
Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
All right, that wasn't a rockabilly song, but it was important nonetheless. All right, just wrapping up another set. Want to tell you what we heard in that set. The artist you just heard was a woman named Joanne Campbell, and she was kind of a firebrand, and she was inspired by Gene Chappell, who we also heard in that set. But let's go back. Let's start at the beginning of the set. That makes more sense. All right, so we started with Barbara Pittman. She was another one that Sam Phillips at Sun Records championed, and we heard her song, I Need a Man. And after that, Maggie Sue Wimberly, who was less rockabilly and sort of stuck more with country, and we heard Daydreams Come True from her. And Gene Chappell, Welcome to the Club. Now, that's the second time we heard Welcome to the Club, and Gene Chappell's version, I think, might be the best. She was quite the force and quite the presence on stage. And I think she really inspired a lot of people, a lot of women, to follow in her footsteps. We also heard from Bonnie Lou doing Daddy-O, and Joanne Campbell did Wait a Minute. And Joanne Campbell was one of those who was inspired by Gene Chappell. So we've got about 14 minutes left in the show, a little bit more time for a little bit more rockabilly. So in this next set, we're going to hear from some probably better known names in rockabilly, namely the Collins Kids, Lori and Larry. And we're also going to hear early Wanda Jackson, and also from Janis Martin, who is very, very well known for early rockabilly. She was touted as the female Elvis. So let's get right back into the music with something from the Collins Kids here on Something About the Women.
Some people like to rock, some people like to roll, but moving and a grooving's gonna satisfy the soul. Let's have a party. Kissed a goon, but I can shake a chicken in the middle of the room. Let's have a party. Ooh, let's have a party. Send me to the store, let's buy some more, let's have a party tonight. Now, honky talking Joe is knocking at my door. Bring him in and fill him up and set him on the floor. Let's have a party. Ooh, let's have a party. Send me to the store, let's buy some more, let's have a party tonight. The meat is on the stove, the bread is getting hot. Everybody come and taste the possum that is shot. Let's have a party. Ooh, let's have a party. Send me to the store, let's buy some more.
Heaven in the summer, baby, there. Ooh, I dreamed of heaven in the summer, baby, there. He had pretty white teeth and coal black curly hair. Let's ho, 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 yeah, ho, ho, it's me. Now jump. My baby's kisses taste like cherry pie. Be on two.
Winding down our show of rockabilly history. I hope you enjoyed it. If it's too much, you let me know. Check us out on Facebook, Something About the Women Radio Show. Let me know what you thought of today's show. Too much history, not enough folk music. Let me know. Because I get carried away. I get something in my brain and I just want to explore it. So let me tell you what we heard in that last set. We started with a couple of songs from the Collins Kids. We heard Party and Hoy Hoy. That's Larry and Lori Collins. And they were brother and sister act. They were quite young when they performed. And I think they still might be at it. They're still around, I believe. We heard a couple of tracks from Wanda Jackson. Let's Have a Party and from 1960. And Fujiyama Mama from 1958. The Queen of Rockabilly, Wanda Jackson. And we finished off with Janis Martin, known as the female Elvis, doing her hit Drugstore Rock and Roll. All right. Well, it's almost time for the next show to start. So I want to thank you for listening and for tuning in to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Something About the Women is here every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So tune in and leave you now with one last song from the Collins Kids here on Something About the Women. Have a great day.
It's just a hop, skip, and a jump to where my baby's at. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump to where my baby's at. It's just a few more hops and I'll be bopping with that cat. There's a real cute boy who lives next door and he can bop the blues. And a jump to where my baby's at. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump.